This is Morning Motivation for Educators on the Bee Podcast Network. Learn about all the shows at beepodcastnetwork.com. You'll hear from a variety of formal and informal educators who help put this podcast together. If you'd like to contribute your voice to this show, please go to morningmotivationedu.com to apply.
I'm Danielle Newfer, an educator for over 20 years who went up against two bouts of serious teacher burnout before finally realizing that I needed to share what worked and what didn't with educators everywhere. This is when Teaching Well was born. At Teaching Well, I partner with schools who recognize that when teacher well-being is prioritized, true teaching and learning can happen. And there's nothing more integral to building this kind of school culture than finding ways to care for yourself in the midst of all the school day hustle and bustle. Building in these moments is what this show is all about and what I hope to bring to you each time I get the chance to speak with you here. So with that, let's begin. How many of you are feeling like you're holding on by a thread? The mere act of listening to this podcast was just you going through the motions. Sure, you're listening, but you're really not there with me. You're inundated with a million and one tasks. You're exhausted at the thought of the things that need to be accomplished. Yet, feeling a tiny bit giddy that you can see that there's limited time left of the school year. You may not be allowing yourself to fully be swept away by this feeling of potential relief from the day-in and day-out stress that is sure to have accumulated in some way, shape, or form as a result of your teaching responsibilities. But whether you look up now from the mountain of to-do lists or later, it's true. There is a little light. But how would you get through the next bit of time? White-knuckling it to every end of the day, weekend, or mini-break? Perhaps you're like me and you've saved some of your personal days to the last month of the year and you have strategically placed them, sprinkling them throughout the final few weeks like a dash of your most favorite spice blend. Or maybe you're done. Finished. You've hung up your badge, hat, whatever, and you are planning on staying on autopilot for the duration. I'm going to guess that one of those descriptions sound like how you're feeling right now and how you're moving forward with getting through the next couple of weeks until the beginning of that sacred summer vacation. Although there is great joy when the end of the year milestone hits, it also has been shown to be a bit of a letdown in some regards. And as I discovered today, it's because of something that has to do with our simply being human. I was listening to a Mel Robbins podcast, and she had on a happiness researcher, Tal Ben-Shahar, and he put it simply that happiness is the result of the pursuit of wellness and wholeness, not something you can seek out itself. I strongly encourage you to check this podcast out because there's a lot of gems like this throughout. But how I related to this is through a teaching lens. Surprise, surprise. Right now, we are pursuing the happiness that the summer brings. We can see it. We can smell it. We can taste it. There is so much joy that that elusive summer break brings. But what happens when it arrives? Well, I can tell you with a lot of certainty that many of us, myself included, are surprisingly let down, overwhelmed, out of sorts, and generally there is a strange unease that we weren't expecting. Some people deal with this unease in different ways, but I can tell you that many, if not most of us, are surprised at how quickly the summer break glow and promise of utopia wears off. It's a thin veneer. I actually call it the dark side of sunny summer vacation, and it's something that I get asked about all the time as we move into these summer months, especially from newer teachers. So what I'm trying to share isn't that summer break isn't great. No, of course not. But what I want to share with you is what to do now that will make the summer break you had in your mind just as delicious and rewarding as it should be. And it's called finding or implementing the MVIs in your life between now and your summer break. Instead of MVPs, these are MVIs. And this is what the Mel Robbins podcast was about today. They're called the most viable interventions. And right now, we need the most viable interventions to be short, sweet practices that are going to support our well-being and wholeness in a way that supports the journey to the end of the school year, so that when we get there, we can be excited about the summer break and be ready for it. Because the research shows it's the pursuit of the goal that brings us contentment, not reaching it. And if we've done nothing but depleted ourselves time and time again through the past 6 weeks, we are going to be quickly miserable at the work we must do to regain our footing during these precious summer days. So think about what you could deem your most viable interventions to wellness and commit to them. Not some grandiose, barely possible on a good day, pie-in-the-sky goals that leave you feeling like a failure. Most viable interventions for your well-being are things like 5 minutes of sitting in a quiet car, sipping a full glass of water at your sink while you look out the window, taking full breaths while walking around the block, standing outside and stretching midday, writing down 3 things you're grateful for at the end of your day, sending someone a text you haven't connected with in a while. These are all most viable interventions for your wellness. If you can commit to doing one of these things every day, 5 days a week, or just more than you're doing right now, that will help support your well-being as you move toward this shiny goal of summer vacation. So what resonated with you on this list? What can you add to it? I'd love to hear your most viable interventions, so please feel free to contact me using the show notes. If this morning's motivation resonated with you, I'd love to connect more. Schedule a time to connect at teachingwell.life/call and check out the show notes to find out how we can partner together.
Thanks for listening. And whatever role you have in education, we have a podcast for you at bpodcastnetwork.com. Who among your friends and colleagues needs to hear this message today? Please share it with them right now. Do you want to save time on prep work, increase student achievement for all of your students, reliably meet Tier 1 standards? You can do it all, but don't waste another minute. Head straight to ixl.com/b to learn how IXL's research-proven teaching and learning platform can help you achieve these goals. That's ixl.com/BE.